It's time for Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. If you're a regular listener, you know we've been featuring two Valdez High School seniors daily during Senior Spotlights. We will continue airing interviews each day through the end of the month and put them all together for a one-hour program as well. We hope you enjoy the graduates' plans, aspirations, and words of wisdom.
Our next senior under the spotlight,
Emily Chase.
Tell me, how was your time here at VHS?
The experience was good. I struggled a bit with schooling, like any high school student, but I pulled through and I'm ready to graduate.
Did you have any favorite memories or classes here at the high school?
My favorite class by far was choir. It's a lot of fun. I also liked the history classes with Mr. Childs. That was one of my favorite as well.
What are your plans for after you graduate?
After I graduate, I plan on attending UAF and getting my nursing degree.
Why UAF and why nursing?
UAF is close to Valdez and Valdez is my home, so in nursing, I don't know, I like helping people. I've always been kind of interested in it, so I just stuck with it.
Down the road, do you see yourself staying in Alaska or eventually getting out?
At this point in time, I'm not too sure where I want to be for a long period of time, but I think maybe when I'm old and want to retire, I'll be back in Valdez.
Do you have any advice for anyone that's in high school still or younger about how to get through it and be set for when they graduate?
My advice would be to do your homework on time. Do not procrastinate. That's my biggest flaw for sure. Also, walking up the stairs, stay on the right side. Do not walk in the middle or on the left.
I'm here with Danny LaTondre Gruber, the next senior into the spotlight. How do you feel?
I feel kind of excited.
What were your 4 years like here at Valdez High School?
They were very interesting. It was fun, and there were some sad moments, but a lot of fun moments going with my friends and family.
What would you say is your most fond memory?
I'd say it would have to be going to basketball, playing, and then going down to Metlakatla, having a dance down there with a lot of my friends and teammates.
All right, now you said going on basketball trips, which you were part of the team, and you also do NYO. What have those sports taught you growing up?
Those sports, they've taught me leadership skills that I can use in my later day lives of helping other people if they need help. If they're in trouble, just go out and help. No repercussions, nothing that gives back to you. You're just helping them out.
Do you have any plans for after you graduate?
I do. I'm hopefully going up to UAF and getting a degree in chemistry and then trying to become a forensics scientist.
Why did you choose UAF?
Mostly because it was more cheaper and it was easier to get to than going anywhere else.
10 years from now, where do you see yourself?
Hopefully with a wife, kids of my own, and maybe a house down somewhere that's warmer than here.
So you do plan on moving out of Alaska at some point?
Definitely.
Do you have any advice for anyone still in high school?
Just don't get in trouble. Get good grades. Just keep going.
Thanks to the sponsors of Senior Spotlight, Prospector, VCVB, Arts Design, Valdez Native Tribe, First National Bank, Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, Arctic Chiropractic, Harris Sand and Gravel, Copper Valley Telecom, Petrostar Valdez Refinery, Haltness Equipment, Brennabell and Clarkson, and the Valdez Senior Center.